My name is Simon Jones. I'm the provost of Nazarbayev University in Astana, Kazakhstan.
Thank you for doing this interview with us, Mr. Jones. You traveled to D.C. recently, and I know that you were looking for new teachers. And how did that go?
Yes, you're right. Well, Nazarbayev University is a rapidly growing institution. And since we're constituted as a research university, we're traveling the world to find the best academic talent. Things are going well. We interviewed 40 people, and we've made quite a few offers, and they represent the next stage in the development of our School of Humanities and Social Sciences, which is the school we were recruiting for there. As always, good people are hard to find, but I'm pleased to say we found some.
Mm-hmm. Which universities did you look at again?
Oh, we don't recruit at individual universities. We go through quite a long process of advertising, using our contacts, telling people about the institution. And after a number of stages, we invite the finalists, as it were, to the Kazakh embassy in Washington, D.C., where we interview them face-to-face, and they can get to meet some of the colleagues they'll be working with.
And if somebody from Uzbekistan or Kyrgyzstan wants to work at Nazarbayev University, what are his chances?
Well, what we're looking for is somebody with a passion for research, somebody who believes that research and teaching are two sides of the same coin, and has the enthusiasm to help build a new university, which at its boldest is an attempt to build a research university for Central Asia, fit for the challenges of the 21st century.
Are there teachers from Uzbekistan currently, for example?
Yes, we do.
Oh,
we have two. Recently appointed in the last year, and I can say that our very first overseas student actually comes from Uzbekistan.
That is very interesting. Now, tell me, I know that your university is heavily focused on science, engineering. How does the School of Humanities compete in this environment?
Well, I'm an engineer myself, but I've spent my life in universities, and I believe the best universities cover a wide range of subjects. It's actually offering both science, humanities, the arts, that makes a university such a creative place. There are no second-rate subjects at Nazarbayev University. We believe our economics, humanities, and social sciences researchers have just as much to contribute to the education of young Kazakhs and to addressing the research needs of the nation as any other subject. They're a full and equal partner, and that's the way it's going to stay.
I'll ask it differently. If your child wants to go into humanities or social sciences, and you know the market in the region, what would you say to that?
Well, first of all, I believe you should always study what you love, because you'll do best doing the things that you love. But the arts and humanities and the social sciences give students a wide range of transferable skills. It teaches them how to analyze, it teaches them how to critique, it teaches them to write well, to defend their ideas, and see the relationships between many different topics. Humanities and social sciences degree is a good preparation for the working life. I mean, after all, look at Steve Jobs. He did a humanities degree, and he did okay.
Now, for a similar university to be launched in Uzbekistan, what do we need?
Well, there's a number of things underpinning all great universities. First and foremost is academic freedom, the right of the university to teach those subjects it sees fit, and the right of its faculty to do the research that it wants to do. I think it's very hard to see successful universities that don't have that. The next thing must be that you must attract bright students. Bright students respond well to a challenging environment, and in the long term, they make the best researchers. Then you have to bring faculty, some from around the world, but some locally. A diversity of faculty is important. And you have to give them the opportunity to do innovative teaching and groundbreaking research. Those are the ingredients. As always, it's a bit like cooking, you know, different chefs will produce different things. But those are the basics that you need to produce a great university.
Now, human rights record in Kazakhstan. Peace Corps left the country. Human Rights Watch criticizes its human rights records. And still, the Western schools are cooperating with Nazarbayev University. What do you say to that?
Well, I think the whole of the region clearly has a particular history. And each of the countries in those regions are dealing with those challenges in different ways. I think it's fair to say, even in the 2 years that I've been here in Kazakhstan, I've seen great progress from initiatives in democracy, such as the elections of mayors, to the creation of institutions like Nazarbayev University, which is absolutely guaranteed by Act of Parliament its freedom. Of course, these countries are in transition. Of course, these countries are on a path, and sometimes that's a difficult path. But what I've seen in the 2 years here is that the will to make a better Kazakhstan and the will to build a solid and stable civil society is there. It's hard work, it's a long path, but I think they're moving in the right direction.
How would you explain academic freedom to someone from Uzbekistan or Kyrgyzstan or Tajikistan?
Okay. Academic freedom, really, is two parts. One, it's the right of the individual faculty member to research whatever topic he or she thinks fit. They should be allowed to investigate fearlessly. Sometimes that will involve challenging material. And they should have the right to develop their own ideas and express them in the public domain. In a teaching sense, it's about universities deciding for themselves what is the best curriculum and what is the best mechanisms by which students are taught those curriculum. Of course, with any form of freedom comes responsibility, and a university that has academic freedom also has a responsibility. It is a responsibility to reflect what can it do best to help the region in it's in, and it has a responsibility to reflect what are the best things that we can teach our students for their long-term development and also career success. I think a sensible university, a successful university, gets those balances right.
Thank you, Mr. Jones. Is there anything you would like to add?
Just to say I'm delighted in the interest by your show in Nazarbayev University. It's an exciting initiative. We're framed and structured to be a university for Central Asia, and I look forward to meeting and making contact and developing programs jointly with Uzbeks in the future.